From TechEU, from outsourcing to AI native delivery, Poland's software evolution. Poland has long been known as one of Europe's strongest software development and IT outsourcing hubs, supplying engineering talent and enterprise delivery capabilities to companies across Western Europe and the US. While countries like Germany focused more heavily on fintech or SaaS products, Poland carved out its own service niche. As AI reshapes how software is built, that legacy is turning into a strategic advantage. Mikuido is a Polish software development and AI solutions company headquartered in Krakow. Founded in 2011, the company builds mobile apps, web platforms, AI systems, and enterprise software for startups, scale-ups, and large organizations across industries such as fintech, healthcare, e-commerce, and entertainment. Originally known for mobile development, Mikuido has increasingly focused on AI-native software development, integrating generative AI and agentic AI workflows into enterprise environments. I spoke to Chief AI Officer Jerzy Biernecki to learn more about the direction and opportunities for Poland and the rise of what he calls Software 3.0. For Biernecki, Poland's biggest strength is its talent pool, which is rapidly embracing AI tools and building processes around them to deliver more, faster, without sacrificing quality. At the same time, while Poland is not yet one of the top ecosystems in Europe, companies like 11 Labs and Doc Planner are helping lead that charge with massive funding rounds. Specifically in AI, Poland now has two independently developed large language models, Bielik and PLLM. This is unusual, especially for Central Europe and even across the EU more broadly. Poland is a Lowe's home to multiple top-tier software development agencies including Mikuido, as well as companies like Nekiru, 10 Clouds, and Spirosoft. The rise of large language models has already pushed software development through several distinct phases, according to Biernecki. In the early days of the AI boom, many believed developers would quickly be replaced altogether as companies rushed to adopt generative AI tools. The first phase was, LLMs can be used everywhere, and they'll replace everyone, particularly programmers and developers, he said. That narrative coincided with major layoffs across the tech sector, although Biernecki argues many of those cuts were more closely tied to companies correcting pandemic-era overhiring than AI-driven replacement. Initially, AI coding tools primarily functioned as copilots, helping developers auto-complete code and accelerate workflows within their IDEs. But Biernecki says the market underwent a major shift in 2025 with the arrival of agentic AI coding systems. I think the major breakthrough was when Claude Code was released in May last year. That was a turning point, he explained. Agentic AI code generation really became a thing, and it changed the way we work with software development. The later release of Codex further accelerated the transition. According to Biernecki, the two platforms now dominate much of the enterprise AI coding market. Those two tools basically overtook the market. They now have something like 75-80% of the enterprise segment between them, he said. The shift is reshaping far more than coding itself. Biernecki argues that AI is transforming the entire software development lifecycle from requirements analysis and design to testing, deployment, governance, and validation. The bulk of the work is no longer writing code because writing code is now relatively cheap, but verification, architecture, governance, and validation. He believes automated validation will become one of the most critical layers in AI-assisted software development as enterprises look to safely. Why deploy increasingly autonomous coding systems? As these workflows become increasingly autonomous, Biernecki argues the role of the developer itself is fundamentally changing, evolving toward oversight and verification rather than manual coding. This has led to a shift in local hiring practices, with companies like Mikuido placing greater emphasis on soft skills than on whether someone knows a language's syntax perfectly. In terms of younger hires, Biernecki characterizes the importance of university graduates who used AI throughout their studies and are naturally comfortable working with AI. He admits younger hires still need time to adapt to enterprise environments and operational discipline. We look for a different skill set now, people who can translate business requirements into prompts and who can work naturally with AI agents. They also inject fresh energy into teams. Sometimes senior engineers get stuck in existing processes, and having fresh blood helps show alternative ways of working. They're eager to learn, eager to adapt, eager to test new things. So I think they're a really valuable addition to company structures. The divide between startups and enterprises is becoming increasingly visible in the AI-driven software era as companies adopt to Software 3.0 development workflows. According to Biernecki, startups are moving far faster than larger organizations because they are being forced to adopt AI native development practices to survive. Honestly, I think startups are leading the charge right now. Startups need to show investors tangible results extremely quickly across software sectors. They can't afford not to rely on AI-driven coding workflows, especially for early products and feature development. As a result, startups are shipping products and features at an increasingly fast pace. Enterprises, however, operate under very different constraints. Startups don't have to worry as deeply about enterprise-grade security, reputation risk, or massive scalability from day one, said Biernecki. Enterprises have to move more carefully because they need stability. Their primary concerns are reputation, compliance, security, and governance. For software development firms serving enterprise customers, reliability therefore becomes the critical differentiator. You can't achieve that with pure vibe coding and no safeguards. I think the adoption rate in Poland is probably among the highest in Europe. He sees Poland's edge is not about being the biggest AI market, because clearly it isn't, but rather having an ecosystem of software companies that spent 10-15 years building enterprise software for Western European and global clients and are now rapidly retooling around AI. You need enterprise processes ensuring quality. Biernecki contends that the whole ecosystem is moving from we provide developers toward providing augmented delivery systems. The thing Poland may actually be leading in isn't frontier AI research itself, but AI augmented enterprise delivery. That's where I think the country's real value lies right now. Biernecki believes the software industry has now crossed a major inflection point, with agentic AI fundamentally reshaping how software is built and maintained, and leading to a competitive advantage. Companies like us have a temporary advantage over companies that aren't aggressively adopting agentic AI workflows yet, though I think that advantage will eventually narrow as others catch up. At the same time, enterprises are facing rapidly growing regulatory and compliance complexity around AI systems and software governance. There's also the growing complexity around regulation and compliance in enterprise software, said Biernecki. He argues that helping enterprises navigate this increasingly complicated landscape represents one of the biggest emerging opportunities for software companies. Biernecki also believes the industry is experiencing a form of Jevons paradox, where making software development cheaper through AI actually increases overall demand for software rather than reducing it. The long-term winners in the AI software era will not necessarily be the companies producing the most code, but those capable of redesigning their organizations around governance.